Welcome to Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. Andrea on Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace right here on City Radio Online, and we are here to connect. And with me in the studio is once again our beautiful Breakthrough Catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Andrea. Hi, no. Listener.
Valerie, we are gonna wrap up our discussion on finances.
Okay.
And today I have a question. And this person asks, she says, I earn a decent income. Mm-hmm. We have enough for my children, and I give my parents a monthly allowance. But somehow, when it comes to big ticket items, like a holiday for my family, we seem to be stuck.
Okay.
And we seem to only have just enough or barely enough. And sometimes I feel like I'm in a little bit of a lack, especially when I want to bring my family on a holiday. How do I get out of this rut?
Okay.
It's just, I'm living in the just enough.
Okay, so that frustration is good news because it's your time to expand. So when I hear the question, I have a flash in my mind. I'm very visual. I see a tree, and it's just one tree in a small little yard. Okay, and that tree is your tree, your family's tree. You have enough oranges to sustain yourself. And the oranges, every time you see harvest, you take it and you eat it amongst yourself, always having enough. How do you break through from that one tree, that just enough for yourself, to abundant, many trees, many acres, huge farm? How big do you want to get? How many trees do you want? You know, to some people, you know, Andrea, everybody says they want abundance, they want wealth, they want to be rich. But do you know that not everyone is committed to be rich and wealthy and abundant because of certain money beliefs? Some people believe that it will take very hard work, or I will lose my life, I won't be able to have fun, you know, or I will lose my family time if I'm going to be successful, or if I'm going to be make a lot of money, I will lose my health. Now, these are all money beliefs developed as you are growing up. But is it really true? What if I tell you it is possible to expand your life to be wealthy, to be successful, and still have fun, and still have fun, and still actually be less stressed than ever?
How do we do that?
You do that by not keeping all the fruits to yourself. Learn how to make good use of the income you have first. You start with a little. If you don't know how to manage $5,000, you won't have $5,000. If you don't know how to manage $500, then you won't have $500. Every month when you have your income, it's your time to practice. You can have an opportunity to change your financial circumstance. So you see the fruits you have, right? You keep to yourself. For me, when I was going through the financial breakthrough journey, the very first income I got, I still remember, it was on 17th of March. $2,987. Okay. And I learned to put some money to pay the debt for that month.
Okay.
I know how much I'm spending for that month. I learn to pay for myself. So I have a daily fund expenses. I have another fund, is Valerie Fund. Valerie, Valerie's account, I learned how to pay myself.
Pay yourself?
Yeah, to feel good.
Okay.
That I deserve, I know I'm still in debt, but I can love myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have that money just to remind myself, hey, good job, you know.
Mm.
I have another account, is generosity account. So I have a generosity log for each month.
Mm.
Every time I am generous to someone with money,
yeah,
I'll record.
Okay.
So at a glance, I can see that month how generous I am, how much have I spent. So for me, I like structure. For me, I set aside 10%. At least 10%. And then I would sow the seeds in the lives or the projects or the things that I feel connected to.
Mm.
You know, when I was doing this, there were people around me who thought I was crazy also. You are in debt. Who are you to help somebody when you can't help yourself? Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Why? It doesn't make sense, you know? Why? Who are you to do charity works and donate and do all these things?
Mm.
But I, you know, whenever people give you advice, guys, ask yourself, how's that person doing financially as well?
Uh-huh.
Ask yourself if you want to be like that person. You know? For me, I was very into learning from people who have done it.
Yeah.
People who are amazing abundance, and I want to know what they do. So I model after them. Mm. You will find that a lot of them, people with a lot of money, they also give a lot. They give a lot.
Mm.
And I want to start where I am. You don't have to be a millionaire to be a blessing.
Yeah.
You can start small. When you are faithful in the little, you will be given much. If you know how to manage that $5,000 you have, or $500 you have, you will be given much. Okay. So that time for me was $200, right? About $200, 10%. I do it. And then it expands and expands, and as my business did better and better, and I was still clearing the debts. I remember I was at 44% left of clearing my debt. So I have 44% left. I felt it's time. I want to do what I really want to do. I love children. You know, I really love children. And I was I found an organization that was I trust, and so I took a leap of faith, and I knew that was the right thing to do because I felt right.
Mm.
Again, please don't do it out of ego.
Yeah.
You know, like ego meaning I want to feel good, I'm a philanthropist or whatever.
Mm.
But if it's you have a vision of it, that you are helping people, and do it.
Mm.
If you know you are still paying your debt, you are still good, you can pay for your food, and you are ready to give even more. And that's what I did.
Mm.
I started with 3 children. Then it became 5 children. And then I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I strongly believe it was because I was committed to putting 10% aside and bless people while I was earning well and still paying debts. The business just never stopped growing. It was accelerated again and again, season after season.
Mm-hmm.
And in the vision, is I can see is that I had one tree.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few fruits. I ate what I could. I set aside 10% of my fruits. I shared the fruit. And there are seeds in the fruit. And the seeds I was sown. And my land expand. One tree become 2 trees, become 4 trees, 8 trees. Multiplication, 16 trees. 32 trees, you know, 64 trees. And your whole world expands because you are aligned with God. God's character is abundance conscious.
Mm.
When you are lack conscious,
mm-hmm,
I don't have enough. I only have this for myself. Mm. I cannot. Yeah. If this is your language, I really cannot. I don't have the budget. You will always be stuck there then. Why don't you shift and play, you know, for the month of June, I'm going to play how it feels like to be in abundance with this amount that I have. How does it feel like to have enough for myself and set aside 10% and bless other people that I feel led to? It can be a $20 red packet to somebody you see in the office every day, an auntie who clears your trash. It can be that, auntie, I feel like giving you this thing, you know? Just no strings attached. I guarantee you, you'll feel so free and happy. You'll be so happy somehow. It's, you can't feel that feeling when you buy a nice bag for yourself or go on a holiday even. It's priceless. It starts with a $20, then $200. Who knows, one day it becomes $2,000, $20,000. You never know. If you know how to manage the little and be generous when you have the little, you will be entrusted with much, 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 and much. Yeah. I want to encourage you, wherever you are at financially today, whether you are in debt or not, try it for a month. 30 days. Try it. Have a generosity log.
Wow.
Yes. And the purpose of this is not just to, you see, we always talk about change your beliefs, change your mindset, and then you go to church and then you say, yeah, I'm the head and not the tail, I'm a lender and not a borrower. It's not enough if you don't take action.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just believe. If you don't feel rich, you believe you are rich, also no use, right? You have to feel it. Do you know what it feels like to be rich? Do you really need $1 million in your bank statement to feel rich? You can have $100 and feel rich if you know how to manage the $100 and bless somebody with $10. You are rich indeed. There can be a 5-year-old kid who has $10 note and he gives $5 to a friend or somebody and feels so good about himself. He's so rich. Rich with what? Rich with purpose. Rich with joy. Rich with, I'm so happy that I got to give somebody, I got to help somebody, I got to bless somebody. And guys, you can feel that too. Like with the little you have. Try to play the money. And trust me, if you are faithful in the little, you will be given much. Don't wait. That's your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is in your giving. But again, let's not forget the order. In the previous episode, we said invest in yourself, right? You need to feed yourself.
You and you're not just talking about physical food.
It's in your personal development, in your personal value. When your personal, when you develop yourself, your personal value increase. Your personal value increase, the what you offer to your industry increase. Your income will naturally increase when your value increase. Your income increase, how you how manage your money also increase. In terms of quality, like how much you pay yourself, how much you are generous with others. So don't despise the little you have now. Be so faithful in it. Have fun with it, and you'll be given much. That's generosity. That's abundance.
Abundance. Wow. Being able to give even when you have little.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a structure, maybe a 10% for a start. Or 5% if you're not comfortable with 10%. Start with that. Get yourself in the momentum to, not to force yourself, but is to see how it feels like. Experiment. How does it feel like to bless somebody? Even though I have this much now. It can get quite addictive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much, Valerie. We have talked 4 episodes on finances, on money. How to get out of debt, investing in ourselves, and today, how to start experiencing abundance in our life.
Yeah.
And actually, finances is really a very, very big topic. And who knows, we might have to come back to this topic again if we have a question from one of our listeners.
Yeah.
So if you do have a question, please write to connect@cityradio.sg and check out Valerie's website at speedofgrace.com and follow her on Instagram at speedofgrace. Thank you, Valerie, for sharing with us today on your own personal experiences and how you got out of debt, how you start to experience abundance in your own life. And really, there's so much to learn from your own story and how you walked with God throughout this journey. You know, you clung on to Him and you talk so much about looking within, looking up to God and being in partnership with God through all this.
Yeah,
you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
You really need God. We need God.
Yes. God. Yeah, you can do it alone actually, but you will take 40 years, 50 years or never.
Oh dear.
You know, or you can work with another expert or human being, but you will still be at a human level. Mm. You can't experience miracles and magic at that human level. Mm. You need to go up.
Okay, and when, like what you said, when we try to do it on our own, it's gonna be in fear, in panic, in anxiety.
Yes.
But when we do it with God, it'll be different.
Yes, and He will send you the right people also
to
be with you in the journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Valerie. Please stay tuned for our coming episode next week. And yes, like I said, write your questions in. This is Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace, and you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect.